Charlie Z 86
Blog Talk Radio.
The greatest of all time, the best ever, pound for pound king, number one pound for pound of all time, Charlie Z.
Come on, man. I just do what the do is good. Come on, yeah, you heard it, man. I just do what the do is good. Now I've been making hits since underage. Contract intact, can be underpaid. This ain't the game. I ain't come to play. Don't front for me. I ain't from the A. Don't you wanna hear what I come to say? This just the kid you know me from before. Prices go up when I come in the store. I'm in another Allen in the bungalow. The bees down to my underclothes. Age like the cat that was undersold. I get it back in 100-fold. I'm paying like a man that was from the road. And y'all know that I will bring you out. And when I'm talking, you don't know a thing about. Bring more things out. Take a scenic route. Betting against me is bound to clean you out.
This is for all of my people who stood beside me and still believe. Drop shot calling that you get me. Keep on calling shot and scream. This is the way you wanna be.
It's hard to get low in a 360. Spider lights in place, all the chicks know. Cats walk around buffed up like these guys, but they don't put no fear in these eyes. B-side, I'm just here to teach y'all. Girl walk around, try to give me the slide. The ice on my arm, it gave me all the way. I roll up the tent, top up and roll away. I smell like money, let go to stay. Go in my closet, further throw away. I'm never lost, I already know the way. If I need it for the night, I get it for the day. I'm God made, I took 5 years parlaying home pool.
86 and 0, Charlie Zelenoff, your host, number one pound for pound boxer in the world. What's up, everybody? The GOAT. But yeah, man, September 1st, man, that was a beatdown. I call it the beatdown in downtown because it happened in downtown, man. Beat two motherfuckers, man. The first fight was supposed to happen in the ring, man, but the motherfucker didn't want to get in the ring. Nobody wanted to get in the ring, man. Motherfuckers were shadow boxing over there. Some Muay Thai guy was shadow boxing in the ring. And I told him, I'm like, let's go, man. And this, as soon as I told him, let's fight, he gets out of the ring. He's like, oh, I'm just practicing for myself. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, you a fighter? He's like, yeah, Muay Thai. I'm like, let's go then, man. These guys are terrified of me, man. So that's why that motherfucker that I beat down, he deserves credit because he fought. You know what I'm saying? Like that New York dude that called in and started saying that, you know, yeah, you beat other good opponents, but that last guy, what do you mean that last guy? That last guy was 215 pounds MMA heavyweight, man. The fuck out of here, man. Just trying to discredit my victory, man. These fucking clowns, man. Fucking stop this motherfucker in 28 seconds. He was on his way to getting knocked the fuck out. Dude, if I hit him again, he would have went through the glass. And then that gym would have kicked me out. Come on, how many more gyms can I get kicked out of, man? What am I going to be boxing on the street? You know, if I get kicked out of every gym? I'm going to have to buy my own ring, man. Come on now. I do box on the street. When I was in Ukraine, yeah, bare knuckle. I crossed some Ukrainian MMA champion. But I'm not there anymore, and I don't think I'm ever going to be there again. But we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I don't want to talk about my wife on the radio, all right? That's it. This is a boxing radio, man. This is not a fucking relationship, marriage fucking radio. This is a boxing radio. This is it. Pound for pound. Go look at the title. All right, this is a different Blog Talk account. I got two Blog Talks, two different... Okay, but the point is, it says Pound for Pound Radio. That's the name of my radio, Pound for Pound Radio. I'm the Pound for Pound champion, the best pound-for-pound fighter that's ever laced up gloves, and that is what the radio is about, my skills. My opponents who I always beat, my legacy, my career, my undefeated record, my knockouts, my decisions, my KOs. That's what the radio is about. Not, oh, what did my wife say? Are we divorcing? Are we staying together? How many times do we fuck per night? You know, that's all our business, not the business of the public. Yeah, I put it out public because I was angry. She pissed me off. She called me, cursing me out. That's why I put it public and started saying about our intimacy. You know, yeah, I was just very mad at her. That's why I did it. But anyways. All right, I hear the sparring session went bad, man. even these mainstream bots, these mainstream clowns that watch mainstream boxing. You know, I got to question these idiots. If you're so disappointed with, I mean, I warned you all. I've said on many videos that mainstream, quote unquote, sports, boxing, MMA, mainstream boxing and MMA is not real. It's fixed. Then why fucking watch that shit? Why stream that shit? Why waste your time even watching that shit? It's, you know, all you're gonna see is limited fighters hugging each other, throwing weak punches. Yeah, the 36 minutes of what? Of feather swaps? Floyd Mayweather Jr. wouldn't go 36 seconds without me, with me. If Floyd Mayweather Jr. boxed me, he wouldn't go 36 seconds with me, man. He'd get knocked out in less than 30 seconds. I'd knock him out cold and right away. I'd rush him right away, and this is it. I dropped his dad in, you know, like 5 seconds, man. Yeah, I'll do the same to him. But against his dad, I was fatigued. I was so tired, I could barely lift my arms up. Do you understand? I hit the bag for like 2 hours before that fight. I could barely lift my arms up, and I still dropped him. He's lucky I was fatigued, because if I wasn't fatigued, Mayweather Sr. could have died in the ring that day, man. Come on, man. I beat Deontay Wilder, man. That literally, that one, how many was that, 3 seconds, how I rushed Wilder and just caught him, boom. That 3 seconds of action, of me and Wilder connecting on each other and my punch being the superior punch, TKOing Deontay Wilder, that fight was more entertaining, I bet, than the Mayweather-Berto bullshit that you motherfuckers pay to see. You get to see Zelenoff Wilder for free, but you get to pay to see Mayweather-Berto hug and run for 12 rounds. That's how fucking retarded you people are, man. What a bunch of tars. And then they complain, oh, man, I should have never bought that. Man, you fucking idiots. I warned you. The GOAT has warned you. How many times? All these guys are paid professional actors. They want you to buy their shit. They don't care about their performance. They're not trying to impress anybody. They know that they don't have the skills to impress anybody. They're just actors, man. That's it. Listen, I came up to Chuck Liddell, and Chuck Liddell's face, I challenged him. He said no. He didn't, on TV, he yells and screams, I'm the Iceman, I'll beat this guy, I'll beat that guy. Man, come on. He doesn't act like that in real life. You see how I act? Okay, you see how I fight? Yeah, that's what I do when I fight in the streets. When I fight in the ring, you see how I fuck people up? That's what happens. When somebody in the streets tries to fuck with me, that's how they get knocked out. On the streets, I knock people out cold, man, because there's no gloves. You know what I'm saying? They just drop. But, like, everything I say, like, I'm me. You know what I'm saying? These guys pretend. And then when confronted in real life, this is it. Their true colors come out. Chuck Liddell, fucking pussy. Perfect example. I'm telling you, man, I see that punk again, man. I'll make sure somebody points a camera and me coming up to him, and I'm going to land a huge haymaker on him and knock him out cold. I'm not going to go to jail. Come on. Chuck Liddell, do you really think he's going to rat me out when he wakes up from the knockout? I mean, he doesn't want to get in the ring with me. Yeah, what the fuck's he doing in my area? I hang out in Beverly Hills, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've been hanging in Beverly Hills lately. You know what I mean? Yeah. Motherfucker better watch his step, man. Because I'm not gonna be so lenient. I'm not gonna be so nice this time, man. I'm gonna fucking drop bombs on him, and it's not gonna look good for him. Because he was talking shit about me the second back, and believe me, if I see Chuck Liddell a second time, it's not gonna look good for him. That's it. I'm not even gonna talk to him. I'm not even gonna be like, "Yo, Liddell, you're a bitch. You know, you want to fight, man? Yo, no, none of that. No." No negotiations. It's just going to be one hitter quitter. That's it. I'm not even going to say a word to him. Nothing. Not a word. You're just going to hear that quick quack sound when I hit him in the jaw. Yeah, so you Liddell fans, better cross your fingers I don't see him again. Damn, you don't understand how much I hate these people on the internet, man. These fucking retards that dislike my videos, that support these fake TV boxers, man. You fucking dumbasses, man. Go watch me against Derek the Giant. Man, now that that is the art of Charlie Zelenoff. You want to call it sweet science? No, that's sweet science at its very best. Charlie Zelenoff versus Derek the Giant, a 160-pounder. Now I'm 155. I weighed in 155 my last fight. The guy that I beat, 215, 60-pound weight disparity. 60-pound, me and Derek the Giant, 140-pound weight disparity. I weighed in 160. He was 300, and I beat him. That is literally a world record in boxing. Ollie and Frazier weighed about the same. Ollie was like 215. Frazier was like 210, 208. They weighed about the same. Small heavyweights. Me and Derek the Giant, I'm not even a heavyweight. Derek the Giant, super heavyweight. Bigger than all the motherfuckers at that time when those paid professional actors were fighting in the 70s and 80s. I beat Derek the Giant. Showed superior hand speed than Muhammad Ali. More power than Mike Tyson. Better ring generalship than Roy Jones Jr. and Mayweather Jr. put together. A better chin than any of those motherfuckers. A better jab than Larry Holmes. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Hey, the fight will always be on YouTube when I beat Derek the Giant. You'll never see that shit again. A fight of that caliber. A 160-pound middleweight. Literally just beating the crap out of a 300-pounder for 3 minutes straight. You fucking pussies, man, talking shit, saying, oh, let's see you in a ring. In a ring? That wasn't a ring. That wasn't a fucking ring. You clowns realize that when I win those fights like against Jules Vallo, the last fight, the MMA heavyweight, the U.S. Marine, those fights are not in the ring. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The punches still connect. It's even harder to win outside of the ring because they got more room to run. They got more room to run, man. Yeah, of course, in a ring it looks better. It's, you know, yeah, it looks better. It just physically looks better in a ring. But it's actually harder to win outside of the ring because they have more room to run. Yeah, man, it's the underground. That's BBS. Everything counts. One-on-one, as long as it's one-on-one, everything counts. Yeah, like multiple people, even though I had three people come up to me one time and I knocked one of them out. Could have dropped the other two. That would have been like fucking 3-on-1, literally. Yeah, the 6-1 Russian with the sleeve on the, was it 4th? No, 3rd of July. Yeah, the day before 4th of July. Bombed on him. I knocked him out cold. That was a great victory. I'll never forget that. And then I knocked out Michael Barsky cold. Two fights in a row, I scored two knockouts. KOs, man. Not TKO, but KO. Yeah, like, I'm the best boxer in the world with gloves on in the ring, and I'm the best bare-knuckle boxer in the world. Like, I would murder that clown, Bobby Gunn. Has Bobby Gunn ever one shot at Deontay Wilder? No. He hasn't. He's a fucking joke. He's a club fighter. He's a bum. He's not shit. Let him fight me. I'll go bare-knuckle. Bare-knuckle. Yeah, I mean, in a ring, I embarrass Bobby Gunn. Embarrass him. Knock him out. Stop him. Crush him. He has no chance. If he wants to go bare knuckle, he gets laid out with the first punch. That's it. None of these motherfuckers have a chance. Next opponent, I'm thinking, well, I don't plan to come back this year. I think January is going to be my next fight. But again, every time I win a fight, then I say, oh, yeah, I'm taking a year off. And then, boom, somebody pops up. I knock them out. You all know me, man. I always fuck people up, man. Yeah, like I said, that there ain't going to be no fights in Ukraine. I'm just going to enjoy my wife. I bombed on two people in Ukraine. You see what I'm saying? So we don't know. So if I do have another fight this year, it's probably going to be against Juan Ortiz, the guy that used to play for the Dallas Cowboys. I seen him at the Gold's Gym and gave me his number. He was supposed to fight me that day when I smashed that MMA heavyweight. But see, beating an MMA guy is better than beating an NFL guy because NFL guys, they're not really, I mean, they're strong, but they're mostly, some of them do box, some of them do, you know, do that MMA shit, but they're strong, but they're trained to tackle, they're trained to, you know what I'm saying, play football. Football is a team sport, not a fighting sport. You know what I'm saying? I beat all the boxers. I beat all the toughest boxers in the world. That means I'd beat any NFL player in the world. But hey, he wants a title shot. This Juan Ortiz from Dallas Cowboys. He's a retired Dallas Cowboys player. If he wants the title shot at the GOAT, he's going to get knocked out. He's 6'2", 220. It'll be a great win, solid win for me. Make him 87-0. We'll do it in the ring, and he'll get his chance, but he has no chance. And that's it. Yeah, so I'm going to give him a call at the end of the year when I'm planning to come back. Maybe to close out, I think that was the last fight, I think, was the best fight to close out 2015, because, you know, I won so many fights on video this year, man. Beating Southpaw, so beating the shit out of that MMA jiu-jitsu guy. That was one of the best. That was 3 minutes straight, just pummeled him, outboxed him, kicked his ass, man. That, what's his name, TKO, that TV fighter, the one that bear hugged me, that EFC guy, that white guy that bear hugged me, and I started punching him in the head. Yeah, that's a clear cut TKO. Crushed his ass. You know what I'm saying? The two wins in Ukraine, beating the Ukrainian MMA champion in one punch. I'm the best, man. I got nothing to prove, man. I'm number one. There's no fighter that can, beating the U.S. Marine. Beat a U.S. Marine this year. I mean, last fight, beat an MMA guy. The fight before that, one shot at a boxer, heavyweight boxer, next to the ring. He didn't want to get in the ring. What was I supposed to do? Motherfucker was acting cocky. He didn't want to get in the ring. What was I supposed to, like, lift him up and drag him in the ring and then punch him? No, I'm just going to punch him right there, next to the ring. That's it. 86? No, man. You haters, you didn't want to believe it, but now you see it. You people are fucking deluded. This is it. It's time you people stop. Stop making videos, hating videos about me, because there's videos of me beating the fuck out of heavyweights. I exposed you motherfuckers. You can't say shit, man. Everything I've said. Remember I said I had a wife? You didn't believe me I had a wife? I showed her. I showed pictures of me and her at the wedding. This is it. I said I was the best boxer. I beat the fuck out of so many people that you people have nothing to say. You haters need to, I'm telling you for the millionth time, you people need mental help. You people need to give it up. That's it. Charlie Zelenoff is the best. Number one pound for pound. It's over. That's it. I got real life fans in real life that ask me for autographs. Why the fuck do I have to explain my skills, my legacy, you know, why do I have to explain who I am, man? It's obvious who I am, man. Go watch my fights. My best win, when I beat Derek the Giant. Go watch when I beat Jill Zavala. My last fight, when I beat the shit out of that MMA heavyweight, man. I hit this guy so many times, man. I hit him with that left hook, the 004. That was a highlight reel, man. No, I'm serious. Some fan made a highlight video of, like, my best wins. He didn't include the Derek the Giant fight, but whatever. He included all the other great wins. And I'm just crushing these motherfuckers, and these clowns are disliking the video. What the fuck is wrong with you people, man? I'm the hardest puncher, the fastest puncher, the most exciting boxer out there, the best boxer, and yet you're disliking my shit. But real-life fans that I have, yeah, a lot of them don't, they see on YouTube, like, I got a smartphone, I show them my fights. They log on. You don't need to have an account on YouTube. Just, you know, yeah, they log on, see my fights, but these motherfuckers, a lot of these guys, they don't have accounts. They don't have Facebook. You know what I'm saying? But I got, believe it or not, I got more fans in real life. Come on, there's videos. You saw what that dude, that big black dude Terrell said, Charlie Z, undefeated. Remember? Security at the Grove, Charlie Z, the champ, undefeated. Undefeated Charlie Z. Remember? Remember the cups at the Grove? Charlie Z, number one, pound for pound. The champ, the GOAT. You see what I'm saying? I got real-life fans. You people on the internet, hey, I don't take any of you serious. I'm sorry. Even if some of you are real legit fans, you're from the internet. You want an autograph, come to the Grove and get an autograph. But they're just a fucking bullshit database that has shitty fighters on them. Yeah, my record is 86-0, undergroundboxingfederation.webs.com. Well, I'm physically beating these motherfuckers, man. These sanctioning bodies are... They need to count it. If BoxRec, their heavyweight champion, got TKO'd in the ring. They're not counting it. They're delusional. They want to pretend like it never happened. And then he got disqualified, so he lost to me twice. And they don't want to count it on their sham side, but it counts. It happened. My left hook hit his jaw. Wilder flew the fuck away. He flew out of sight. I busted Dijon with those hooks to the head. Wasn't my best fight. Let me tell you something about Dijon, though, man. Why do you think he backed out of that rematch, man? We were supposed to fight. When I smashed that MMA heavyweight in downtown, me and Dijon were supposed to fight, but Dijon backed out, man. You saw me calling his boy. Oh, I think he's asleep. I think, yeah, bullshit. He would have went to sleep if he showed up. Why did Dijon back out? Because he realized he lost to me on points on my worst day of worst day. He knows that now. I mean, he saw how many fights I've won after I beat him. I'm so much better now. I would be prepared mentally, physically, you know, especially this guy's a fucking crazy cheater. I would crush this motherfucker. I would not give him any chances to, literally, I wouldn't even let him throw anything. I would just swarm him just like I swarmed the last guy and hit him with everything until he'd get knocked the fuck out. Dijon Daniels. And he knows that, and that's why he did not show up. Believe me, I'm going to beat better opponents in the future. If Wilder doesn't rematch, hey, I smashed him with that left hook. His fucking head nearly flew off. Whatever. I'm the best. I saw Wilder getting punked by some random guy on the street, man. Yeah, when shit like that happens, when some guy starts talking shit to me on the street, I knocked him out. Yeah, I don't let anybody do it. Wilder's a pussy, man. He got fucking punked. He forfeited on the street, man. Some fucking fat guy punked him, man. You should be ashamed of yourself, Deontay. Fucking bum, dude. Bronze bum. I dare these motherfuckers to fight me again, man. Everybody wants to see me and Wilder fight again, but he doesn't want to fight, so I'm not going to, like, lower myself, stoop down to his level and be like, yo, let's fight. It's like, because it makes it, I won, I beat him. He should want to have a rematch with me. Yeah, he stole my belt, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? I beat him. Even if we have a rematch, and I knock him out cold, there's no guarantee I'm going to get my belt back because he may leave it in Alabama and come without the belt. So, whatever. Fuck it. I got the other belt. And what I said about belts, man, these belts, they remind me, like, where did the whole belt thing come from? Mainstream. So I'm thinking of just... I'm not sure, but I've been thinking of just canceling the whole belt thing, man. I'm the champ. My fists make me the champion that I am. My fists. The way I fight, the way I damage my opposition, that's what makes me a champion, not belts. Alright? And I'm the greatest of all time. I fight, the way I perform, that's what defines me as a champion. But yeah, we can keep one belt in the UPF. Just one belt, no more. Just one federation, one champion. A showload of challengers that all lose. And continue losing and will continue to lose. Charlie Zonoff is the greatest. I'm number one, pound for pound. I beat all my enemies. Jason Urbiski, Michael Barsky. I dropped Jason. I beat the shit out of him. This guy was on talking shit on the radio with that delusional troll Brisback. Delusional scumbags radio, Frank Stay, ATG. What happened to Jason Urbiski? He got his ass beat by me. Right outside of the gym. What happened to Michael Barsky? He also talked shit on some radio. Michael Barsky got knocked out. His own friend called me and said, Charlie, you're obviously on a different level. Don't do anything to him. Don't hurt him. He's my homie. Just, I'm asking you. Don't do anything to him. You're obviously better than him. But as Mike's friend told me, Mike Lebarski, the box wreck TV joker, that he fought on Fox Sports West, I believe, yeah. This guy was like, what? Well, I beat him. I knocked him out. And on box wreck, he was like 3-17. And the loss to me, so he's like 3-18. No, on box wreck, he's 3-16, so I beat him, so he's 3-17. Well, he's 0-1 in underground boxing. So anyways, his friend asks me, he's like, don't hurt Lebarski, man. He's like, don't touch him, dude. He's like, you can beat better fighters. This guy's, he's my homie. I'm not trying to talk shit to him, but I'm speaking the truth. And he told me that Michael Lebarski has issues, like that he's sick in the head, you know what I mean? That he thinks he's this great boxer and he's not. His friend said he shouldn't hang him up. He doesn't belong in the ring. He always gets hurt. I said, well, guess what? I don't care. I don't care if he has issues, because he talks too much shit and he's going to pay for it. Was that? I challenged him, told him to come to my house. He came down. I knocked him out cold right outside of my house. My dad seen it. I gave him a left. The left hook knocked him out. I didn't have to throw anymore. Then I gave him a right because I hit him while he was knocked out. The van was holding his back up. And then after the left connected, I hit him with a right, and his head nearly flew the fuck off. Yeah, that's how I knew to knock Deontay Wilder out, how I knocked Michael Barsky out. That was shut up, the whole fucking crazy world that we live in today. I'm not saying everybody's crazy, but the majority of the people, especially on the internet, oh yeah. The internet, all the forum blogs, Twitter, yeah, sick society. Sick people, there's no point of explaining to them. I mean, I physically destroyed my last opponent. I hit the guy in the face over and over. You know what I'm saying? 001, right hook, boom. 003, in the body. 004, left hook in the face, boom. 010, timed him, uppercut, boom. 025, left hook to the face, boom. I mean, come on. Look how great I fight. That's excitement right there, man. That's a fuck. I'm beating a heavyweight. A motherfucker who outweighs me by 60 pounds. Motherfucker outweighed me by 60 pounds. What weight classes, man? How come the underground doesn't have any weight classes, man? Because Charlie Zelenoff is on a different level. It's the new era. Like I said, we're not trying to be like mainstream boxing. We're above them. We're above them. This is straight, pure combat. Pure combat. It's one-on-one combat. It's about who wins. It's about who the better man is. That's why BoxRec, Chris Arreola. I wanted to knock out Chris Arreola. That fat bum, I would have fucking killed that guy. His trainer told me it's not about who the best fighter is. It's a money game. It's about who makes the most money. There you go. They're exposed. And these retards on the internet are buying their fucking fake fights and expecting to see a fucking, you know, a real fucking fight. When it's clearly, they told me on the phone, it's not about who the best fighter is, it's about who makes the most money. Going overtime. Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm just, you know, relaxing right now, man. Just recently won two fights in one day, man. What the fuck, man? That last motherfucker, man, I fucking destroyed him, man. I crushed him. He's the best. 86 tried, 86 failed. Tune in the next episode.
I've been putting in a gang of motherfucking work for a gang of motherfucking gears. There's only one motherfucking thing to do. So I just want everybody to lean back and chill. Watch me.
Watch me,
blame my cocky name to say. take over the throne. Who's the next after me to rob the homie Capone? I've shown, I've grown, I've blown the competition. I hold my own, my zone, my pocket's in. And ain't no slowing or stopping me. Who's these lovers don't slap with me? Locking it down like they property while everyone's watching me. Haters blocking me. While they hide us, be jocking me. Who's we having to stand on ladders just to feel they don't top of me. I ain't bullshit. Straight from the heart that I'm spitting. From every soul that was lost to all my homies in prison. I'll be coming up on them who's running up. Officially something they in a plot. Something they're running their eyes so they could all just watch me ride.
Well, Zay Pound for Pound King.